We're working in here today,
Hagrid called happily to the approaching students, jerking his head back at the dark trees behind him.
Bit more sheltered. Anyway, they prefer the dark.
What prefers the dark?
Harry heard Malfoy say sharply to Crabbe and Goyle, a trace of panic in his voice.
What did he say, prefers the dark? Did you hear?
Harry remembered the only occasion on which Malfoy had entered the forest before now. He had not been very brave then, either. He smiled to himself. After the Quidditch match, anything that caused Malfoy discomfort was all right with him.
Ready?
Said Hagrid happily, looking around at the class.
Right, well, I've been saving a trip into the forest for your fifth year. Thought we'd go and see these creatures in their natural habitat. Now, what we're studying today is pretty rare. I reckon I'm probably the only person in Britain who's managed to train them.
And you're sure they're trained, are you?
Said Malfoy, the panic in his voice even more pronounced now.
Only it wouldn't be the first time you'd brought wild stuff to class, would it?
The Slytherins murmured agreement, and a few Gryffindors looked as though they thought Malfoy had a fair point, too.
"Course they're trained,"
said Hagrid, scowling and hoisting the dead cow a little higher on his shoulder.
"So what happened to your face, then?" demanded Malfoy.
"Mind your own business," said Hagrid angrily. "Now, if you've finished asking stupid questions, follow me."
He turned and strode straight into the forest. Nobody seemed much disposed to follow. Harry glanced at Ron and Hermione, who sighed but nodded, and the three of them set off after Hagrid, leading the rest of the class. They walked for about 10 minutes until they reached the place where the trees stood so closely together that it was as dark as twilight, and there was no snow on the ground at all. Hagrid deposited his half a cow with a grunt on the ground, stepped back, and turned to face his class again, most of whom were creeping toward him from tree to tree, peering around nervously, as though expecting to be set upon at any moment.
"Gather round, gather round," said Hagrid encouragingly. "Now, they'll be attracted by the smell of the meat, but I'm going to give them a call anyway, because they'll like to know it's me."
He turned, shook his shaggy head to get the hair out of his face, and gave an odd shrieking cry that echoed through the dark trees like the call of some monstrous bird. Nobody laughed. Most of them looked too scared to make a sound. Hagrid gave the shrieking cry again. A minute passed, in which the class continued to peer nervously over their shoulders and around trees for a first glimpse of whatever it was that was coming. And then, as Hagrid shook his hair back for a third time and expanded his enormous chest, Harry nudged Ron and pointed into the black space between two gnarled yew trees. A pair of blank, white, shining eyes were growing larger through the gloom, and a moment later the dragonish face, neck, and then skeletal body of a great black-winged horse emerged from the darkness. It surveyed the class for a few seconds, swishing its long black tail, then bowed its head and began to tear flesh from the dead cow with its pointed fangs. A great wave of relief broke over Harry. Here at last was proof that he had not imagined these creatures, that they were real. Hagrid knew about them, too. He looked eagerly at Ron, but Ron was still staring around into the trees, and after a few seconds he whispered,
"Why doesn't Hagrid call again?"
Most of the rest of the class were wearing expressions as confused and nervously expectant as Ron's, and were still gazing everywhere but at the horse standing feet from them. There were only two other people who seemed to be able to see them. A stringy Slytherin boy standing just behind Goyle was watching the horse eating with an expression of great distaste on his face, and Neville, whose eyes were following the swishing progress of the long black tail.
"Oh, and here comes another one,"
said Hagrid proudly, as a second black horse appeared out of the dark trees, folded its leathery wings closer to its body, and dipped its head to gorge on the meat.
"Now, put your hands up. Who can see him?"